Exodus 17, verses 1 to 7. God leading the Hebrews on. God taking his people into the next stage of their pilgrimage. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded and so on. Now there are two ways of looking at these verses. One way is this, that Moses leads the Israelites into the desert of Sin, away from the desert of Sin, traveling about in the wilderness. Absolutely random, chaotic, taking wrong turning after wrong turning, bumping into this, smacking into that, coming to places where there's no water. It's all haphazard, chaotic, and it brings trouble. That's one way of describing it, but it's the wrong way. It is true that the Israelites do travel from place to place in this howling wilderness. And it is true that they come across the need for water, and there is a lack of it. But the truth is, it's not random, it's not chaotic, it's not bad luck or wrong turnings or mistakes. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place, as the Lord commanded. And this chorus, according to the mouth of the Lord, according to the revelation of God to the Israelites, via Moses, the book of Numbers speaks of God leading his people, and so on. It goes on throughout these historical passages. The Psalms speak of it. God leading his people through the wilderness. And it's said directly here, as the Lord commanded. So there are these two ways of describing these events. One is, on the surface, a haphazard, chaotic pinball, bumping into one trouble after another. Or God supremely working out his glorious eternal purposes, or his eternal purpose, I suppose we should say, one great decree, to bring his will to pass, and Israel is moved through this howling wilderness according to his mind and his purpose. And of course, it's the secret thing, the revelation of God, the purpose of God, that's the sovereign thing. We get the same in the New Testament. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Peter opens his letter and he describes the people to whom he is writing. He says, I'm writing to strangers scattered throughout Cappadocia and so on and so on and so on. Strangers scattered. That's one description of his readers. Isolated believers dotted about here and there. Lonely believers. That's one way of describing it. Strangers in the world. Foreigners. Not belonging here. Well, that's true, of course. But there's another description. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Which is true. Both are true. Brother and sister, we are strangers scattered. We are in a wilderness. We travel from place to place, as it were. And on the surface, it can look as though it's haphazard and random. Deep beneath the surface, what's really going on is that God is working out his electing, saving, gracious purpose in us. It's all according to his decree. They travel from place to place as the Lord commanded. It was his direct command and ruling. Now, this is most interesting. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. Oh, that was a mistake. No. It was at the Lord's command. They quarrel. Now, this is their mistake. This is their sin. This is their failure. And then we get an episode of quarreling. But what am I saying? Brother and sister, I speak to myself. I challenge myself with these words. I encourage myself with these words. And I want to do the same for you. Challenge you and encourage you. What are your circumstances at the moment? Are you riding high? Are things going well? Are things going according, as you would say, to plan? Is everything looking bright and rosy in the garden? Or is it sorrowful? Difficult? Have trials come and afflictions? can take various forms, you know, various forms. Oh, yes, health, sickness, poverty, wealth, success, failure. What are you going to say, brother and sister? Do we not have, or should we not have, let us have the spirit of Job 1 and 2, the Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And of course he said that with the highest loss of all. It was God's command. It was the Lord's direction. Can I not see that my times are in God's hand? Can I not understand that? The psalmist speaks of it. And I now try to preach it. But I'm reminded again of Cowper's hymn, which I've used here before. But it never leaves me, really. Sweet truth and easy to repeat. But when my faith is sorely tried, I prove myself a learner yet, unskillful, weak, and apt to slide. What do I mean? God is sovereign. He does all things well. He does all things right. All things are for my good. Yes, God, in all things God works for the good of them that love him, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Yes, my times are in his hand. Thus far my God has led me on. Oh, yes, and he will lead me. And he will never leave me nor forsake me. He will lead me, and he will never leave me. I know all these truths, sweet truth, and easy to repeat. But when my faith is sorely tried, then, says Cowper, I go to pieces. The Israelites here were being led by the hand of God, but they went to pieces when things got difficult. So, brother and sister, this is a challenge to me. May I say in the bright day, praise God for his mercy. This is his will. And when things are difficult, may I see too that this is the hand of God and praise him and look for his glory in it all. The Psalms, the rest of the Bible, the Psalms particularly tell us of Israel's grumbling, how they put God to the test. They did not believe. They forgot his former mercies. God was with them in the Passover. God was with them at the Red Sea. He'll be with them at Sinai. He'll be with them planting them in Canaan. And he's with them in the wilderness, Rephidim and places like that. No trial or testing seems joyous, I know. But afterwards, it yields the glorious, peaceable fruit of righteousness. Brother and sister, if you're in trial today, can you not see the hand of God is in this for some good for you? I want to see it for myself. Sweet truth, easy to repeat. I know. If things are going well for you today, brother and sister, if things are going well, remember you do not know, none of us know, what a day may bring forth. May we see the hand of God leading us. May we direct our way, our path into God's hand and commit it to him. Commit your way to the Lord and all things trust him. Of course we can grumble, and of course we can sin, and of course Satan's about. But our God is sovereign, and may we look to him and resign all our cares and concerns, fears and doubts. May we resign our souls and our eternity into his hand. God is sovereign. They camped, they moved from place to place as the Lord commanded. May we go today at the direction of God in his word, by his spirit, for Christ's sake. Amen.